supposed to hit and double back, cause I don't get down like that. But I'm gonna, I know I ain't supposed to let her push my whip and stunt in front of my chicks, but I'm gonna,
I'm going my way, oh, to see her every day,
every day.
All my niggas say,
gee, why you tripping?
But they don't know, oh, nothing you let me do.
What's up, everybody? What's up, family? Welcome to the Tariq Elite Radio Show. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And we're live, going to make it do what it do. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. For everybody who's listening in live, we're going to chop up some real good game on today's show.
Check my phone.
That's my shit right here.
But I'm gonna,
I gotta rock with that for a minute, goddammit. Alright, we're gonna chop up some real good game. I'm gonna take some calls from everybody. We're gonna talk about a lot of this stuff that's going on, all these protests, some of these court cases and all that stuff that's happening. A lot of stuff we gotta talk about tonight. Alright, we're gonna take a real quick commercial break, family, and I mean real quick, and when we come back, we're gonna hit these phone lines up. Right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show.
Master the game by joining dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Friday, May 15th at So Techie Spaces for his new seminar, Reclaim the Game. Mr. Locario has some exclusive new realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
What's going on, family? This is Tariq Elite Nasheed, and I'm going to be doing a live lecture in Philadelphia on July 5th, 2015 at the International House of Philadelphia. Now, that's at 3701 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia, 19131. Doors open at 6 o'clock. It's going to end around 10 o'clock. I'm doing a live lecture. I'm going to be chopping up a lot of good games, so I want to see your face in the place. That's July 5th. International House of Philadelphia. Get your tickets now at TariqLive.com. That's TariqLive.com. Yo, check out my man Kevin Gentry and his website, BecomeRichFamousFast.com. Kevin has a one-on-one private school coaching website, and he will teach you everything you need to know about the game. And you can call him directly at 404-207-5640. Call Kevin up and he will teach you everything you need to know about being a true player and having real, real tight game. So check out BecomeRichFamousFast.com. The new book, Systematic Racism and Capitalism, Alliance of Oppression, is a brief but thorough explanation of what systematic racism and capitalism is, and it explains how they work and how they've been used as weapons of oppression against melanoid people worldwide. The book is called Systematic Racism and Capitalism, Alliance of Oppression. It's available right now at Amazon.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
All right, we are back right here on the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am your gracious host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, also known as King Flex. Now, family, this week, later on this week, my new lecture DVD, it's not even a DVD, it's a lecture video. I always say DVD, but it's actually a video. My new lecture video, I haven't put out a lecture video in a while. I think the last one was The Game Must Be In You, the one we recorded in Atlanta. I'm not sure. I have so many lectures. But this one, I haven't put out a lecture in a minute. But this one is a lot of good information in it. This one is called International Racism, Live from London. So it's the lecture I did in London. That's going to be on sale. And we're going to have it on Vimeo, on the Vimeo website. And you can stream it on demand there. We'll have all that information later on this week, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're watching the show live on Ustream, you could see the actual cover for that lecture, the poster cover for that lecture. So that's coming up. And don't forget to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, and 3 at HiddenColorsFilm.com if you don't have it already. Everybody should have it, and you should bubblate with it. Also, don't forget to go to TariqElite.com. We got some good sales going on, some discounts on some of the gear that's on there. I got some brand new shirts coming up next week. You guys will definitely want to get those. Now, let me see who we got on the phone. We got people calling already. What's up? Who's calling?
It's Tony right here. What's up, Tariq?
Hey, Tony, where you calling from?
I'm calling out of D.C., man.
Tony, out of D.C., what's on your mind, fam?
Hey, I was calling to commend you on how you handle Jesse Lee Peterson. I learned a lot, and yes. I articulate myself and keep my cool.
Yes.
And also, I was wondering, like, I've been watching all your old videos. You said you went out L.A. when you was, like, young, 17. So I was wondering, what you do to stay focused to get to where you are now?
Well, you know, I tried to get focused, and that was my thing. I had to learn to stay focused because I was into so much shit out here. But the great thing is I was a young person, and I didn't have too many responsibilities at the time, so I could be a little reckless. And fortunately, at that time, the war that's on us now, it wasn't as strenuous as it was then. Right now, the shit that we did back in the day, we would get life sentences for today because they've tightened up the laws. They've created all-in laws and gang injunctions and all types of crazy shit now. So they're catching black people at a very young age. So naturally, at young ages, people in general, they make mistakes. And we made a lot of mistakes, and I made a lot of mistakes as a youngster. But luckily, I didn't get caught up with that. And then I learned how to become focused by trying different things and trying different hats to see what I like. And then I started doing things that fit for me, and I just took off from there. So the key to the game is to kind of try different things out, constructive things, and see what you like. And if it works, roll with it. If it doesn't work, let's try something else and stay focused on that. You feel me?
I feel you.
Much respect for the call, man. Yes, indeed, man. Back in the day, man, the stuff, the laws they got now, I mean, back in the day when I was a teen, man, we would get into police chases. We would run from the cops in cars and get arrested and not get killed. That, if you run, and a lot of people are running now out of fear. Let's just be clear. When you see a lot of people out here running from the police now, you're like, oh, damn, why did he run? A lot of people now, the climate is so dangerous and the war that's on melanoid people is so defined right now. A lot of people are literally just running for their lives because we're being terrorized at this time in juncture here in America as melanoid people. We're literally being terrorized. This is like some Nazi Germany. Way beyond that, though. It's deeper than that. Because now it has circled back around. And it has never stopped. See, Nazi Germany, that was a short period. And it stopped. And then they repaired what happened. Our Holocaust that's happening now, it hasn't stopped for the last 400 damn years. And we keep circling back to it. Because we're not touching on the system of white supremacy. Let me get some more calls. I don't want to get too long-winded about this stuff. What's up? Who's calling?
Oh, my God, Jake.
Yes, who is this?
Oh, this is Aisha calling from Hawaii.
Aisha from Hawaii. Man, we're coming out to Hawaii, me and my family. We're going to be out there pretty soon. What part of Hawaii are you in?
I know, because I'm in Oahu. I emailed you before.
Okay.
About when are you coming to Hawaii? And we missed you last time, but hopefully we'll meet your family.
Yes, indeed.
And of course yourself.
Yes.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Have you heard about that innocent black man who was on death row in like Louisiana? I want to say Lafayette or somewhere like in New Orleans somewhere. And this prosecutor came back like 31 years later talking about how he was sorry.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, why is it always that, you know, somebody. Oh my God, I'm blank right now. Like, my mind is just going blank because I'm so excited talking to you.
Yes,
but I just want to know your opinion about that, or have you heard about that?
I heard about that. They came back 30 years later apologizing to the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, with us, every month we see some 60-year-old brother that then did 30 years in prison for a crime he didn't do because they didn't throw up some, they didn't did a DNA test, which they didn't have back in the 70s and 80s, and they didn't found him innocent. So it's always us. You never, there's nobody white never found innocent because of DNA. It takes them a lot to even go to jail. So
And they also create laws, or, you know, like, okay, we'll let you out, but you can't sue us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's the thing. They tried to do that with the young lady, Rekia Boyd, in Chicago. The girl who was shot.
Yeah, I heard about that, but I didn't really get into the story. Now, what happened with that?
With her, it was an off-duty cop who saw a group of black children, black kids, black teens, and he was like, y'all making too much noise. So he was, this seemed like it was something premeditated. He was going to use some kind of excuse to shoot at him. So he said that he thought somebody had a gun, so he just started shooting in the crowd and blew this young girl's brains out. And the family got paid, they paid the family out $4 million, I think, but the family, thankfully, they said, we still want justice. We got the money, but we still want justice. So the judge in the case basically dismissed the case because the prosecution undercharged the off-duty cop. And now the cop cannot be recharged because of a double jeopardy law. So these white supremacists are very slick with the little shit they do. And we got to open our eyes and be very cognizant of what's happening with us.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
I'm going to have to really get into that because I heard about that and stuff like that. But I want to let you go because I know everybody else is trying to call you. But yeah, just, I don't know. I guess if you, I know you post on Twitter constantly, but yeah, just let us know whenever you come to Hawaii.
Yes, indeed. Are you in the military out there?
My boyfriend is.
Okay. How y'all like it out there?
Oh, we like it, yo. It's so peaceful. Because I'm from San Diego, and he's from Georgia, but it's peaceful. The people are nice. The
Very
food
nice.
Is great.
Yes, it
the
is.
The weather's nice.
Yes, it
so.
Is. Yes, it is. We're thinking about actually getting a permanent place out there and just going back and forth. Because
now, what part of Hawaii? Oahu, Maui,
Oahu,
the Big Island?
Definitely Oahu. Definitely Oahu.
Okay.
The big, ain't shit. Okay. Ain't nothing in Maui. You know, it's beautiful, but ain't really nothing popping out there. You know. So,
true.
Yeah, but
true.
I like Oahu. Yeah, I like Oahu. That's my favorite spot.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm talking to you. Like, I want to tell my boyfriend, but he's at work. I'm going to call and tell him. I guess who I talk to.
Yes, indeed.
You'll hear it.
Yes, indeed. Tell him I said what's up.
All right. We love you, Tyree.
Thank you, baby. All right. But, yeah, like I was saying about our sister, Rekia, man, that judge in that case, I forgot what the judge's name. I think it's, what is his name? We put his name on the melanoidnation.org website. And let me tell y'all something, man. These prosecutors and all of these people getting killed by cops, like this brother Freddie Gray, this brother out there in Baltimore, and they're having protests in Baltimore right now as we speak. You know, the cops took him into custody and he ended up with his spine broken or something like that, and then he died in the hospital. So, I mean, this is just straight out genocidal warfare. And we gotta stop letting the white supremacists define what this is all about. See, they try to make it into an issue with the cops. And then they start talking about police reform and we need to give the cops more money for training, for sensitivity and all. That's a con game, man. This is not about cops. This is not about the police. This is about systematic white supremacy, because even if you arrest a cop, now you got these white supremacist prosecutors who half-ass try these cases. Then you have the white supremacist judge that dismissed the case, just like they did in Chicago. The judge went in and just dismissed the whole case. Now this cop who just, the cop didn't even have to put on a defense. So that set a crazy precedent now that white supremacists who are race soldiers, because that's what we have to look at them as, they can start slaughtering us without even having a defense at this point. And it's a weekly thing now that black people are just getting, unarmed black people are getting slaughtered by these race soldiers. And we're going to have to start using the term, just like our brother Neely Fuller said, these people are race soldiers. These are not police officers. These are race soldiers pretending to be police officers, because being a police officer is not a bad thing in theory. Being a police officer in and of itself is not a bad thing, but these people are race soldiers. so black folks are going to have to understand and psychologically and physically get your shit together for this war that's being waged on us. There's no race war coming. And I did a show about this. We're already in it. And these people are posing as race soldiers. Let's stop all this forgiveness talk. These people are buckling down on us, and those in the dominant society, they're not doing shit. And it's going to get worse because these white supremacists, they see that Obama is not going to say anything, because if he says something, they know that they could start calling him a racist and him saying that he's showing favoritism. Hell, Michelle Obama went to the Black Girls Rock event, and the white supremacists pretended to have a hissy fit over that. So now they know that they got the president by the nuts, and they're going to practice their religion of white supremacy on us majorly. So black folks are going to have to get serious, and let's get our codes of conduct in order, and let's get our minds organized. We don't have to get in one place, but we have to mentally organize. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, how you doing? This is Tom Juan from Detroit.
Tom Juan from Detroit. You know I'm going to be out there on the 18th of December. I mean, of July. I'm sorry, 18th of July.
Oh, I'm definitely going to make sure I come out there and see you, brother.
Yes, indeed. What's on your mind, family?
Yeah, I just wondered, have you noticed the article that's trending on Facebook about black women only being submissive to white men? I just want to know what your thoughts on that.
What was the whole gist of that article? I heard about it, and a couple of people sent it to me. I just didn't get a chance to read it. What was the gist of that article?
Well, it's based upon this video on, it's a video that's going on, you know, about different couples, interracial couples, and it shows the black woman, you know, being really submissive to her, to the white guy,
right.
You know, cuddly and cutie and everything. It's on YouTube, in fact.
Okay.
And so they saying that this video, you know, it's been posted over again on Facebook, and, you know, and a lot of women are really chiming on it, saying that it's not true. But me, myself, I believe that it is.
Mm. Okay. I got to look into that. But yeah, the white supremacists, they always have tricks up their sleeve. And now the game that they're running is that, okay, well, if you just date other people besides other black folks, you'll be fine. So black guys, if you get you a Kim Kardashian, you'll be fine. White supremacy won't affect you. That's bullshit. And they starting to tell black women, or they've been telling black women, just get you a white guy and everything is going to be good. And that's not going to change you from being a black person. And black women are being attacked out here. Look at Rakia Boyd. So none of us are exempt from the violence of systematic white supremacy. It doesn't matter who you date. That chick out here who was with the white guy who got pulled over by the cops because they were having a lewd act in public, she got her wake-up call. So we have to look at white supremacy. I don't care how much white dick you have in your mouth, you're not going to suck out white supremacy. Brothers, I don't care how much white cooch you're licking out there, you're not going to lick away the white supremacy. So we're going to have to start getting a code of conduct and get serious about what we need to do out here. You feel me?
Yeah, I agree with you, brother. Definitely.
Much
brother.
Respect, sure. Family. Just because you're having sex with a person in white society, that's not going to stop them from practicing white supremacy, family. I'm sorry. And I talked about this on my Ustream. A lot of black people get confused when they have sex with white people. And there's nothing wrong with interracial dating. I don't see anything wrong with that. You love who you love. There's some attractive white people out there. That's fine. Sometimes y'all just date a motherfucker because they're white. They don't even have to be attractive. But I'm saying, if you see somebody who's attractive, you like them, you're attracted to them, I mean, you have whatever feelings you have. But my thing is, black folks usually get confused when a white person is having sex with them. White folks, they don't get confused. They are very focused. They can have sex with you and go back and practice white supremacy like it's nothing. They did on the plantations. So they're not confused to the game. But black folks, y'all get some white ass. You talk to a nigga who done had a white chick, he can be all rah-rah and all this old shit, but after he got some white ass, you talk to him like, hey, man, what's going on with you, Dante? Hey, man, yeah, I'm about to move to the Netherlands. Like, what? You what? What the fuck? Yeah, man, me and Becky, we got something real serious going on. I've been dating her for about 3 weeks, and, man, I just want to spend my life with her. I'm like, all right, nigga. So, niggas, you'll change your life over some white ass. And sisters, too, y'all start, a white dude bat his eyes at you, you get to bed winching. So we got to stop being confused about white supremacy when you have sex with people in the dominant society. Let's see who we got on the phone here. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq? This is James, man.
What's up, James? How you doing, fam?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm good. What's on your mind, James? Where you calling from, by the way, James?
I'm calling from Jacksonville, but I'm calling about something that I seen on Stroll Past in Illinois Nation the other day, man, about the sundown town of Live Oak, Florida.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, I called in, man, to chop it up with you on it, because we actually have a business in Live Oak.
Oh, damn.
We done had a business in Live Oak. It's on a farm. We got a pallet business out there for the past, I want to say about 17 years now.
You and your family, or you and who?
Me and my family. We had my father. He got together with some brothers during in the FOI.
Okay.
And instead of being in there about that talk, like you say, they came together and they did something. So I'm one of the first generation of the junior fruit who came up in that, and
that's good.
Was a part of, you know, building something and doing something. But in that town, man, you know, we know what it is and up in there, but I kind of grew up with a code of conduct already, so I can move in that town and I can get respect, and you know, but I ain't ignorant of the fact, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, I know they want to get me just as much as they want to get anybody else.
Absolutely. So you did you live down there, or you just did business down there?
Both. I got a house out there too.
So oh, wow.
the cost of living is cheap, and we got like almost 100 acres out there, man. So, you know, I do business out there and I live out there, man. So I travel all over. I got my own little telecommunications service business. So,
oh, that's cool. So on the farm, now what do y'all sell on the farm, or what do y'all harvest on the farm, by the way?
We done sold greens. We mainly do the greens and the okra and the peas and stuff like that, but mainly out there on the farm, man, we got our pallet business, and that's kind of our bread and butter.
The pallet?
You know pallets are, don't you?
You mean, what's that?
It's like a wood product that you got to ship everything out on. You know, pallets.
Right, pallets. Oh, okay, like, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, okay, so y'all make pallets?
Yeah, we got a pallet recycling business out there.
Oh, okay, cool.
We got that out there, and my brother, we got a little herd of cattle out there, so, you know, we double around getting our shit together, so when, you know what I'm saying, you meet the right people, you want to, you don't want to know yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we got a chop-up game, man. We got a chop-up game.
Oh, yeah,
so,
man.
So, because we can possibly do some business. I've been looking for some brothers who are in the farming business, and I want to try to put something together, man. Definitely.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I'll email you.
Email me, brother. Thank you for the call, brother. It's good stuff, man. I like to see brothers out there doing good things. I love to see brothers out there doing good things. You see, my brother got his, they got their economy together. You see, now, Live Oak, that shit is racist as hell. And Northern Florida is basically Southern Alabama. I mean, there's some racist shit that goes on out there. Because I used to live in Alabama, and I've been down to Florida before. They're assholes down there. In especially Northern Florida. As a matter of fact, there is let me play y'all this video of this sheriff in Pensacola. There's a sheriff named David Morgan, and he's basically proven himself to be a white supremacist. Y'all know there was a case out there where it was a black man. He was an elderly black man in his own driveway. The white cops came and just shot the guy. They were like, oh, we thought he had a weapon. They just came up in the guy's driveway and shot him. The guy was like 60-something years old, black guy. And the sheriff, instead of the police coming out saying, hey, you know, we messed up or whatever, the sheriff just doubled down on his white supremacy. The sheriff put out a video giving his opinions on black folks. Let me play y'all this, man. Let me turn my Mackin music off. let me turn my Pimpin' and Mackin' music off. And let me play y'all this clip. This clip is David Morgan, Sheriff David Morgan of Pensacola. And this is the video of him. I'm going to interject my opinions in between the videos.
First off, let me take issue with the title of African American. We're Americans. I am fourth generation Welsh. I or my family do not pretend, nor do we say we are Welsh American. We are Americans. I was not born in Wales. And the blacks that currently reside in the United States of America are not from Africa.
Okay, now that he just started off with the video with that bullshit. I mean, he just went just ran out the gates with it. And this just shows how bold these white supremacists are right now. These little white supremacist race soldiers are bold as shit right now. They've been waiting for this day where they can just be open with their little bullshit white supremacist views. And this is a sheriff. An active sheriff on a police force in Florida right now, making videos like that. He's on video, his name, got his badge and his uniform, not hiding shit. They've been waiting to get back to that old Bull Connor. Y'all remember Bull Connor from the 1960s, those proud white supremacists. They're tired of using the code words. They want to go back to the old school. Hold on.
Americans, I am fourth generation Welsh. I or my family do not pretend, nor do we say we are Welsh American. We are Americans. I was not born in Wales. And the blacks that currently reside in the United States of America are not from Africa. Those sorts of terms that society has come to use are divisive in nature.
Okay, hold on. So, let me stop this white supremacist. Whenever they say that, this is why I would love to debate any of these white supremacists. They put their coons so I can debate the coons, but I want to debate them. They'll hide. They don't want nobody to debate them and rebuke and rebut this bullshit that they're saying. This whole thing about, well, how come black people call themselves African Americans as if we don't want to be Americans? That's a term that the white supremacists created the racial categories here. Let's just be very clear. And also, if we're Americans, like you say, well, how come the white supremacists, such as yourself, Sheriff Morgan, why did y'all create sundown towns for black people? Why did you create loans and government set aside exclusively for people in the white dominant society and excluded black people if we're Americans? Why did you create all white unions to exclude black people from the workforce for so many years if we're just Americans? All right. So whenever people try to use that bullshit argument, the white supremacists are the ones who created the division. All right.
What are the issues in the minority community in Escambia County? Many are real and many are perceived. And I will tell you that I think most of them are perceived. And here is why. Again, let's go back to the history of our nation and where we currently are today. Not that many years ago, the thought of electing an African-American president would have been unthinkable in the United States of America. And I would remind black Americans that you are a little less than 13% of the entire population of the United States. Less than 13%. Now that's every man, woman, and child in the United States of America of black ancestry. Had every one of those people been voter eligible, only 13% could have voted for President Obama. But President Obama has won two elections as President of the United States. Now what does that mean? That means a whole host of white people and Hispanic people and Asian people and American Indians cast a vote for President Obama. The statistics are that if we're such a racist nation, why do we currently have an African-American president?
Okay, now I know y'all have heard that bullshit jive-ass argument right there before. If we're so racist, how come we got a black president? Whenever the white supremacist family thrive on deception, the white supremacists thrive on deception. Now, this little white supremacist race soldier knows what he's saying is totally bullshit. He knows it. They just think they can run the con game on you. These white supremacists know good and well having one black person in a token position, and I talked about this on Jesse Lee Peterson's show, having a black person in a token position who can't trickle down any type of power to the rest of the black population is meaningless. And he knows that. They know that. they're not going to allow Barack Obama to really do any type of major or allow any type of major power to come into the black community. And we're not even asking for that. We're just asking the president for basic protection at this point. We're not even asking for no so-called benefits. We're just looking for basic protection at this point that we're not even getting. We're just asking for human rights, that we not get slaughtered right now. And we should be compensated for what's happening now. And let's be very clear. When these people are running for election, like Hillary Clinton and all of these other people, we should let them know we should be compensated for being terrorized like we're being terrorized right now, because they're going to be coming in 2016 all up in the black churches, kissing babies, walking around with their Sean John shirts on and dancing and doing the Dougie and all that old nigga shit, trying to get our votes. And we should be like, hey, let's fuck all that forgiveness shit. Y'all need to compensate us for being terrorized right now, the way we are being terrorized. Our lives are being terrorized right now. We should be compensated for that.
Why was General Chaffee James the first four-star black general? And why was General Colin Powell promoted to chief of staff and later to secretary of state? Why do we currently have an attorney general, Eric Holder, who is also a black American? So I would tell you statistically, anyone that makes an argument that the United States of America is a racist nation is focusing on specific instances of where we may have had problems with race relations, but it certainly does not paint any organization or any individual or any nation as racist.
Okay, well, problems, 2 + 2 = 4 is the damn problem. Black folks who are unarmed, getting killed and shot in the back damn near every week, that's beyond a problem. That's genocide. See, the white supremacists love to try to minimize what's happening with us. This is straight up genocide that's happening. So let's not let the white supremacists try to minimize that and point out the token blacks. Just like Jesse Lee Peterson tried that shit. What about Oprah? What about LeBron James? Pointing to a handful of successful blacks and pretending that that's trickling down to the rest of the black masses, which they know that is not.
We have unfortunately in the black community embraced a thug culture, one that aggrandizes, again, foul language, shooting cops, abusing women. And if you don't think
okay. So he said this is a cop in 2015 talking about the black community has embraced thug culture, foul language. Have you heard white children at the mall cursing their parents out? If we're going to go there, if we're really going to go there, let me just play this. I can be here all night with this asshole.
Those things have an effect on our children. You need to get a grip.
Now, the old phrase from a few years.
All right, okay, that's enough of that. I'm not going to play no more of that. Let me play my Mac and music. But again, when you have people like this, this is a cop. This is an active cop right now, 2015, making videos like that. And we have police officers all around the country sending emails to each other, making these racist comments about black people all around the country. So we have proof that these people have racism on their mind. And the proof is also that all these black people are being targeted by these cops, who are really race soldiers. So black people, we have to really look at the situation and understand that we have race soldiers out here. That guy who was talking, that's a race soldier. And we're going to have to act like we're in war. And all this forgiveness stuff, cut that forgiveness shit out. The older, and I'm talking to my young black folks, the older black folks, they've let you down. Unfortunately, they've been compromised. So I'm really making an appeal to the younger black folks. We got to see what's popping and wake up and understand that these are race soldiers. We're going to have to get our money game together. We got to get our code game together. We have to get our psychological game together. Again, the minute somebody white waves their ass in your face, you start tripping out. That shit is done. That shit is done. You're going to have to stay focused. Don't let that white coochie get you off your focus, because these people are going to still practice white supremacy when they get through getting out that bed with you. And our spiritual system should be melanoid empowerment. That's the only religion we need to be focused on. That is our religion, melanoid empowerment. Because the thing is, in the dominant society, when they've been done wrong, you're going to pay for it. They don't give a damn how long ago it was. See, we're told racism was something in the past. We've had problems with racism, but things are getting better. We need to be compensated for all this stuff. And we need to be in a position where we could demand compensation. And you do that by getting your economic game together. You do that by creating a system where you can reward or deprive. See, we're in a situation where we can't reward or deprive anybody of anything. Because black people are scared as shit right now. That's another thing. That scared shit is going to have to go. We're going to have to start getting bold. Because the more scared and the more apologetic we are, the more bold the white supremacists are getting. And let me tell you something, man. And I talked about this before. I just saw another story of another Nazi soldier. Now, he wasn't even a soldier. This was a bookkeeper in Auschwitz. This guy wasn't even a soldier. This guy, he was a bookkeeper who basically kept track of the people who were getting put in the gas chambers. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't force any. He was just there keeping the books. He had to basically do a census and find out how much money and jewelry people had. They found him. His ass is in court now. He's in jail. I think he's in jail or he in court. They about to lock his ass up. He's 93 years old. And again, people like that, those old Nazi bookkeepers and soldiers, they were saying, well, we were just doing our job. See, remember, during the time of the Holocaust in Germany, it was legal to do that. Just like now, it's legal for them to kill us and have this bullshit kangaroo court system that allows that. But these are war crimes. They're waging war on us. This is a war, family. We have to look at it as a war. And these are race soldiers. We gotta drill that in our heads. This is a race war. These are race soldiers. We're going to have to look at it like that, and we're going to have to start looking at white supremacy. Let's stop letting them deflect from that. They try to make it all about cop reform. Let's give the police more money. Let's stop falling for the con games. We're in a system of white supremacy. We're in war. Let's look at it like that. And also, family, when you get around these race soldiers, just like Khalid Muhammad said, all that trying to argue with the cops, let's cut that bullshit out. You're dealing with a race soldier. You got caught behind enemy lines. So like Khalid Muhammad says, when any soldier gets caught, give him your name and your serial number. That's it. And keep your mouth shut. You caught. Give him your name and your serial number. Name, rank, and serial number. When you get caught behind enemy lines, name, rank, and serial number. And I've told people for the longest, when you deal with police, keep your goddamn mouth shut. Niggas want to talk and argue and no. You get caught by the cops, keep your mouth shut. My name is such and such. Here's my driver's license number, and I'm going to remain silent. We're going to talk about a lot of that in Hidden Colors 4, family. We're going to talk about a lot of that in Hidden Colors 4. And also, you guys want to get my new lecture from London. I talk a lot about this stuff, too. It's called International Racism. Now, that's going to be available. It's going to be on demand on Vimeo, something new we're trying. On Vimeo. We're going to put it on Vimeo. You guys will be able to stream it. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be around $19. It's going to be less than a lot of my other pay-per-view specials. So you're going to be able to buy it or rent it. So you can stream it online. So that's something new we're trying. And that's going to be available later on this week. And I'll keep you guys posted on that. Y'all stay tuned to TariqRadio.com for more information and updates on that, family. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Show. Don't forget to join me in Philly July 5th, and I'm going to be in Detroit July 18th. Hopefully, I'm going to come to New York. We're looking to do New York. I want to check the Tribeca venue. They got a real nice venue there that'll hold my crowd in New York, and I want to do New York the the second or third Saturday in July, possibly. Ola, if you're listening, I need you to call out there, Ola, and we're going to check on that. And also, I want to possibly do Atlanta in July, too. I need to find a nice size venue in Atlanta. All my Atlanta people holler at me about the venues out there that we could possibly use that will hold around 1,000 people. Email me at info@tariqelite.com, family. Anyway, y'all, I'm up out of here. And I will holler at you guys on Ustream this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. All right? And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @TariqNasheed. I'm going to holler. Peace.